חריגה. חמי כהנים, דווקא חסר מבס, חמי כהנים אין להם פדיון, אלא נותנן לכהנים כתרומה. And we know that there is a halacha, as we learned yesterday, of cherem, as opposed to normal hekdesh. We saw that there's a machlokas where the stam charomim go to the kohen, the stam charomim go to berek habayis. In the event that someone made a cherem specifically for kohanim, over there everybody obviously has made it, that it's meant to go to the kohen. So there's no way for the person to be paid at this to get it back. He has to give it to the kohen. He gives it to the kohen the same way he has to give truma to the kohen. He can't be paid at truma. He can't be paid at cherem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, amen. Stam charamim leberek habayis. If you didn't say what it is that you want to do with the cherem, and it was stam, then it would go to the berek habayis. Shinema kol cherem kodesh kodashim ula Hashem. Mechafamim omrim stam charamim lekohanim. Whereas the Chachamim say, even if you didn't specify that you mean to give a cherem to the kohen, you just say harei ze cherem, it goes to kohanim. Shinamar to stay hacherem la kohen tiya achuzato. So you see that the Torah has compared the din of stay achuzah, which is yotzei lekohanim, to stay hacherem. So the union over here is, as the Chinuch points out, that B'nai Yisrael's property b'etzem belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like the B'nai Yisraelim, everything is basically Ephes, Tachas, Shulta, and Mazola, Eskeve, Yochel, and so on. Therefore, when a person says Cherem, it's not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. It's a removal of his rights through that thing. In which case, it goes back to where it belongs. So where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it? Where does he put it? So this is the machlokas. A person removes his rishus from it, which is what the meaning of a cherem is. So according to the Chachomim, it goes to Kohanim, and according to the Yehuda ben Bezerra, it goes to Berek HaBayis. In Cain, according to the Chachomim, what do they do with the pasuk of Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodashim Ula Hashem, which Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra said was a raya, that Stam Charomim go to Berek HaBayis? They say that comes from a big chiddush. That if a person uses a lashon cherem on kachshim, that he was makdish, she was makdish a behema, so now he goes ahead and he's makrim this kodesh kadashim or kachshim kalim, he can actually do that. It's not his. What does it mean? What it means is that makrim adam et kodashav ben kachshim kachshim ben kachshim kalim, and how do we evaluate it? In neder. So let's say that the behema had been a neder, in which case he said, Harei Olai. If he said Harei Olai, so then it means that the full value of that behema. the full value of that behema is worth to him the full value of the behema. Because if anything would happen to it, he would have to replace it. In which case, if he's makrim it, to him, he has to give the full value of that behemah to Kachi. Or to the Kohen. In the event that he said, it's in a davah, so he said, sure, Zeila, in the davah, not in the tovata. In which case, if he had said, sure, Zeila. Okay, so now let's say, what's the tzeva of an Eila? He could say to someone, you know what, I know you're not chayav an oila, and I know you weren't thinking about bringing an oila, but listen, how much would it be kedai for you to give if I would bring a korban for you? Let's say if you could get it at a discount, you could get it for 50%, would you give a korban for 25%, would you give a korban? That's called the teva of it. And memela, he has to pay that too. And of course, we're going over here according to Chachamim, who learns Stam Charamim Mutzeyadim. This is what they do with the Kodesh Kodashim Ula Hashem. So that value would go to the Kohen. Truth is that we don't understand how Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra would deal with being Machrim Kodashim. Because according to him, the Pasuk of Kohen Kodesh Kodashim Ula Hashem is a reference to the din of Stam Charamim, that they go to Berek HaBayis. The Gemara is going to show us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tzur actually holds the same thing, except of course it doesn't go to the Kohen, it goes to Berek Abayis, but he has to learn it out from a different pasuk because he uses this drasha to tell us the halach of Sat Charon. So he says, Shor Azerila, and didn't come out of Mercy with him, Shor Azerila. So Azerila, Papisha, and Rishai. Rishai doesn't mean he's not allowed. Rishai is the lotion of Chayim sometimes. So it's interesting. This Gemara is the marker of a lot of the discussions about where we find the word Rishai. For instance, Ein Bala Yum Niyot Rishaim La'amot for the Bikurim. Doesn't mean they're not allowed to get up in Gamba Chuyiv. It's very strange that they're not allowed, unless, of course, as Tysus points out, they were working for someone else. Then it's, they're not in their own Rishus. But like this, if it's Stama Alocha Bala Yum Niyot Bepashit, it's their own, so Rishai is a Lashon of they're not Chayavim. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, that's an aside. So even though he's not b'chui of a carbon, what would he give to bring a carbon? Habachor, bein tam, bein ba'almum, machri limoto. The same thing is true like Abi Habachor. What would be the value that he would give? Ketzah podimo, though it's not really his, to be machri. Homdim kama adam rotzeh liten b'chor zeh, litzno leben bito, or leben apoto. What would a person be willing to pay for this bechor that it should go to a relative of his who's a kohen, even though he isn't a kohen? Because if he is a kohen, then of course it becomes a question of kohenim to say, yeah, but they say gronos. We saw before you're not allowed to do this if you're a kohen. But if you're not a kohen, it has a particular value. You could pay someone who has a bechor and say, oh, listen, I'll give you under the table $50. You give this bechor to my grandson. That's okay. So that becomes now the value of the cherem that would be given to the Kohen separately as Sam Chalam. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Charmei Kohanim im lehem pidyon v'notom l'kohen. Charamim, and the halacha is that a cherem goes man she'en b'beit ba'alim arayim k'heg b'shachol divrei. Sh'nema kol cherem b'yisro, kodesh kodeshim u'lashem. So every cherem, actually it just says called cherem kadosh kadoshim, Lashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give it to the Kohanim, because remember that the inyan of a cherem is not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. It's a removal of your rights, as the Chinuch puts it. If it's a removal of your rights, then the property reverts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, as far as you're concerned, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to the Kohen, it's like Kodesh. You don't have any rights to it at all. It's completely out of your rishus. Your chiyuv is to transfer to the Kohen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Kohen. Once it comes to the rishus of the Kohen, now it's owned by the Kohen, just like anything else in the world is owned by somebody. A cherem is a unique thing. It's not owned by anybody. So memela, it's ki'ilu rishus shamayim. So then it becomes chudu l'chol divrei, shenema kol cherem b'yisrael l'chayya, it's yours, to Aaron, and therefore it means that it's his begetter chol l'chol. Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra, amen, stam charamim v'berek abayis. The Bishlam, the Rabbanan, okay? The Rabbanan show us the muse of the two psukim. On the one hand, it says kol cherem kodesh kodeshim u l'ashem. So the Rabbanan say all that means is that you can make a cherem on something which is Kodesh Lashem, and you give the Teves Hanor, or if it's a neder, you give the entire value because that's the Teves Hanor to you. And they then explain that the posik of Kistei HaCherem LaKohen Tiyak was at all, that's the marker of the din of Stam Charam. So Bishlam Rabbanan, okay, the Rabbanan will mefarish their own time. And they were mefarish also the use of the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra uses. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, who bases his halacha of kol cherem kodesh kodeshim u l'Hashem, that teaches me that stam charamim do not go to kohanim. So then how does he understand the pasuk that says that Kisteach Cherem Lakohen Piyach Kuzato. If the Torah uses Steach Cherem as the marker of the halacha for Steach Kuzato, you should know it has the same thing. So isn't it obvious that the Steach Cherem goes to a Kohen? How does he argue with that? He uses that pasuk the way the Brisa uses it. The Brisa is like this: Kistei Hakherem Lakoin Tiach Uzato Ma Talmud Lomar. Comes to tell me like this: Minayim Lakoin Shivistei Chermo Shelo Yomar Ho Il Viotzal Koani Barei Tachas Yadi. A Kohen now takes a Steicherem and he says, you know what? I figure like this: if a field that would normally be given by Yisrael would end up in the end to be Yotzevik L'Kayani. So, I mean, L'Kayani, what do I have to give mine away for? I'll keep it already. B'Shalachayim Ani Zochet, B'Shalatzmi L'Koshikei. If I'm allowed to keep my somebody else's field, this is a Goshikin, I should be able to keep a field that I myself am magdish. You can't do that. Why? Talmud Lomar, Kistei Acherem Lakoin Tiyad Chuzato. Now let me ask you something. Chimala Madu Mistei Cherem. What did we learn out from Stei Acherem? The Pasuk is presenting itself as if Stei Acherem is the mocker of the halakha. What do we know about a Stei Cherem that we use as halakha? But rather, Miatar is a Bolalami Zin Tzoloma. What it's coming to tell me is that a steach cherem has the same din as a steach chuzah. Ma steach chuzah shel Yisrael yotze mitachas yodim is chalakas hakeren. Just like if a ben Yisrael is magdish a steach chuzah and he isn't girlish, so it goes out to the kohanim b'yayimah. Av steach harmo, so too when this kohen goes ahead now and uses his steach cherem and his magdishet, it's as if he was Yisrael being magdish his steach chuzah, and it's yoytze mitachas yodai u'mitzchalakis le'echav ha'kohanim. Okay, so then I no longer have, according to Rabbi Yudim and Maseira, a mocker in the Torah to say that stam charomim should go to kohanim.
Kohanim could have given it to Bede Gavayim. He could give it to Bede Gavayim
the way that you can give a steach chuzah to Bede Gavayim.
What about maybe he didn't say it was my field is
Chedek. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to say it. But here it's not talking about necessarily his makrim. He was makrish, but sayrish. Yeah, what do you need to be makrim for? The truth is, if you hold that stam charamim are lebede gavayim, the way Rabbi Yehuda and Maseira holds, then you're only using the lashon of cherem as a synonym for agdish. They're not kaminah, but at least this is the way most learn.
But it can't be migal.
That right? No, it is migal. Of course it's migal, because that was the only point of giving it to the Berek Abayim, remember? So, which means that the ethanol concept of cherem, when it's given to Berek Abayim, is different than a cherem that is given to Kohanim. The cherem that's given to Karnim, as the Chinuch says, means a removal of your rishus and a reversion of the property to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the marker of the property.
If you change his kedusha, body in the hands of the
Karnim,
it's always
kedusha. No, it has no kedusha. Cherem to Karnim has no kedusha, because what happens is all you did was remove your rishus. So when you remove your rishus, the isurim on it doesn't come from a positive kedusha as were Moses. It comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, which is different than the idea of kedusha. Kedusha is something positive that's put into it now by my being Magdish.
It's
clean
in the hands, but
it belongs to the Kohen. It belongs to the way what you have also belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. But once it's yours, it's chulin by definition. That's the meaning of chulin. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Kohen to you. So now that's a very interesting drasha. So the Rabbana who used the pasuk of Cherem Kistei Achuzah, they need that to tell me that Stam Charamim are the Kohanim. So how do they know this halacha that the Kohen's din of Steach Erem Stim, or is it a din of Steach Huzim? They learned that out from Hach Erem. Why is it Steach Erem? I speak of Steach Erem. This is Steach Erem. That also tells me that the Steach Huzim has this halacha, and that the Steach Erem has a din of a Steach Huzim to a coin. The Ira, Cherem, Hach Erem, Lamash from it. He doesn't hold that Russia Hasherim. Hasherim is the way I refer to a Stecharim. Now, the Shiner is like this. Rabbi Yudim and Besera does not have a marker for what the Rabbanim do with the Pasuk of Kol Cherim Kadosh Kadoshim Hashem. Because in the Mishnah, the Rabbanim learned Kol Cherim Kadosh Kadoshim Hashem comes to tell me not that Stam Charomim Rabbanim Abayis, but that a Cherim can be Chal on even Kachim, Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim, right? How does Rabbi Yudavin Zer know that? What would be the halacha according to him? We never find that anyone is chaylik, that someone is makrin a korban, that he doesn't have to pay the tevas hanor. So according to Rabbi Yudavin Zer, the chala kachim kachim akachim kalim, we know that. How did he know that since he can't learn it out of kol cherem kadosh kadoshim? Because he needs the pasuk to tell me that didn't sound charoni. So like Rabbi Yishmael, he learns that halacha from the same pasuk that Rabbi Yishmael learns it, which we're about to see in the next mission. Amar Rav, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. We fasten like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that stam charamim, at least this is what it seems to be saying, stam charamim levo benek abayit. Why? What happened? Rav, he leaves Shavik Rabbanan, he leaves the Data Rabbi, and he does like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shavik to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Well, Brisa Ipchatan. In the Brisa, actually, we find that the Shitas are reversed between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabbanan. So Memela, he passed in like the Data Rabbin, the way it appears in the Brisa. Why would he leave the Data Rabbin in the Mishnah and go according to the Data Rabbin in the Brisa? No. Rab might be Tanami Ipchatan. Rab years in the Mishnah. He went ahead and switched around the Mishnah too, that it should read like the Rabbanan, the Shita in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira becomes now the Shita of the Rabbanan. I don't understand. Why did he reverse the Mishnah? Because of a Braisa. He should reverse the Braisa because of the Mishnah, no? So my chazit tafakam asisa becoming Braisa? Not the Braisa becoming asisa. Certainly the Mishnah is more reliable than the Braisa. No. Rab, you're worried about that. That's how he learned it. Rav was makabel that the correct girsa, and not because of the brisa. He was makabel the girsa as it is in the brisa. He saw it in the brisa, that simply was a proof that he was right. So when he's talking like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he's the etzem talking like the Rabbanan. So then why did he say he's talking like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? So Yoshi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he should say, the locus Rabbanan. No, he's saying, since you guys are all mixed up, and you think Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the one who says, Stam Charamim Bebedek Abayis, B'etzem, I know that that's back to the Rabbanan. So I want to make it clear to you that L'maida Apchitu, you reversed it. So let's see what you reversed it, and said it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You should know that locus Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now there was a guy that actually was machrin as Nechatsin in Pupadis. Of course, Bizbana said, it's a big problem. What do you do with the Sodom? If your Stam Charonim Lebedek Abayis, so you got a problem. So it becomes Kodesh. So there'll be Nichshel in it.
Is it also a problem?
Is it too far? Oh. Of course, Sodom. No, the whole Sodom is already Munat Biyodai, but we will see. Also, the Kami reviewed it. So he went to Rabbi Yehuda to find out what to do. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, what you should do is you should be paid it. Take four Zeus, be mechala the kedusha of the fields onto these Zeus, and then take the Arba Zuzi and throw it into the river. Veshadinu
Benara.
Why four? And then Mishnu Lachar, then it will become mutter for you. Alma kasava stam charomim lebedek abayis. So if the Rebbe, I mean, this only makes sense if you hold that when you're machrim a sod, it goes to the bedek abayis, because otherwise it would go to kohanim. What's the problem? So that's going according to Lechora Shmuel. I mean, how did he get away with being taking about four zuz? It's a joke to be put a field. So he must be going according to Shmuel. But the problem is, I mean, it's true. Shmuel said that had the shava money, shechilah la shava kutetz b'chula. So even if you would take a penny and you'd be mechalal on his b'chubet, that's only for the abad. I mean, so Eimad Yomar Shmuel shechilah. In other words, all he said was, if you went ahead and did this, it would be chal. But lechatchila miyomar, did he say to be able to do it? Lechatchila. Okay, ani melech bismanchim esavik eshkayim. It's a big difference. Of course you can't do a lechatchila if there's a Beit HaMikdash, because over there you're going to be matzid HaMikdash. He could say that, but there's none of that. Well, all that's going to happen is people will be nichshal in the field.
If we do lechatchila ma'asro, that's not because there's no Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, but that's not HaMikdash at all. That's not a din of HaMikdash, that's a din of the chiyuv of achila. But anyways, what's bothering you? The same halacha of picking the Shavu Pruta. For the same reason. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But there's manazah to lechatchila. So then why, as David asked, why four zuz, why not a pruta? I mean, that's Shmuel said a pruta. But he told me, I'm going to throw out four zuz. I feel a pruta nami. No, he wanted to be mefarsh, and a pruta nobody would know. So he wanted people should know, it's not stam that we ignored what he said. The field indeed was Kadesh. And if somebody makes a mistake of doing such a thing, he can run into major problems. So unless he goes out and he's afraid of the field, he can mock your people that every time they'll use the field, they're going to be mild to Hegesh. So in the main way, he wanted people to know. So yeah, this way, everybody's discussing it. You know, this guy throws out money. So in the main way, it became clear to people. Said, Rulo, I'll tell you one thing. If I was there, none of this would have happened. Because I would have said, Yavah Yasef, Avayim Nikolo the Kohanim. I would have had the whole thing given to Kohanim. What's this? This is for Alma Kasava. Obviously, he holds Stam Charonim the Kohanim.
He means that like this,
the
right?
Right.
That he would do that.
What?
Some people shouldn't,
because
you can't. You can do that without a
Beit HaMikdash. Why not?
Charonim?
If you hold Stam Charonim the Kohanim, it's a chapter.
It doesn't matter where
it is. We'll see. We're going to talk about Chusos in a minute. Meisvei. Ein evit ivri noega v'zman sh'ayovel me. Sh'nemar at sh'nat sh'ayovel yavod imach. Says the Pharisee. There's no din of evit ivri unless there's a yovel. Of course there's no yovel unless you have Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael. Ein steyakuza. Ein steyakuza noega v'zman v'zman sh'ayovel me. Sh'nemar v'yatsa v'yovel v'shov l'akuza tov. Ein batei orech holma noagim ela bezvan shayovel noeg shnema lo yetzei bayovel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omar, and this of course is the piece that we care about here. Ein stei charonim noagim ela bezvan shayovel noeg shnema vayas adevet seitov yovel kodesh la Hashem kistei acherem. Somehow, what's he talking about? This whole thing is strange. I mean, it comes out there is no din now of charonim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amar, in ger toshav noheg, ela bizman shayova noheg. How do I know that? Omra bibi, my time, asya tov tov. It says, ki tov lo imach, and it says, betov lo lo tonenu. So there, by Eved Ivri, where we have this in ki tov lo imach, it's the same halacha, it should be the same halacha as by ger toshav. So, but Ger Toshav, it says, keep the Dotoneno, the Tovlo. So, we know Ger Toshav is only Bisman Shah Yovel Noeg. I'm sorry, we know that Eved Ivri is only Bisman Shah Yovel Noeg. In which case, that's the din of Ger Toshav, too. By the way, it's an interesting question. Why is all of this? Why would a din of Ger Toshav be no din of Eretz Yisrael Be'Arza? The Chazanish gives a very practical reason. If the Torah doesn't, you could have the entire world deciding to become Geret Hashem. They all want to keep Shabbat Mitzvah, they may. But then there's a mitzvah in Yisrael, Achi Yisrael. How are they going to handle this population? I mean, you have to be in a position to have government offices and to be able to handle the flux of people, all of whom want to sign up for Shemim Mitzvah B'nai
Ma'am. That's the problem we have right now.
It's some expense.
That's
the spirit of Shemim. Alibi, they should be getting social. Yeah, but, I mean, Lemaisa, you see over here, I think, a very important thing, which is that the Teach, the Chlal of Yisrael, is tied to Eretz Yisrael.
The presence of having everyone.
Yeah. In other words, the presence of Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael gives a different thing to Yisrael before. That they're capable of absorption. Which is a whole different way of looking at it. More together the relationship that we have with Eretz Yisrael.
Is it enough for majority?
No, I think that's where we're going to talk about this question.
Is that it?
No.
That was lost somewhere. That was lost when Reuben got in touch with Menashe left.
Right.
And it's even Abraham Yarden that is the key to that.
Yeah. Very good. In any event, what do we do about this cash? What are we dealing with issues that are not knowing this man has there? Lo kash avim mekarkar avim mitzhat. It only means karka isn't tayyib as manazah. Understand? No. But the maizah is karka. What kind of answer is that? Well, maizah the pumpadisa is karka. It was karka and chutzlars. Karka and chutzlars has a dinner mitzhatalim. It doesn't have any. It's not mechubra to anything. But the whole din of karka is because the karka has shaykhs to you. So there's the comparisons, the afus and so on. The point of owning karka and futsal is it's like having money in your wallet. I mean, isn't that a mishmash? I mean, it's push it la halacha. It's not, you know, it's not a feeling. It doesn't give any dinim of karka as far as how to handle the halachas of mechira. It's the same as the talmud.
Michael Elman, just a little about he made a decision that the second house would be Yerushalayim instead of Miami, where all of his friends would buy, and the difference was that made.
After the hurricane, I think they agreed before the hurricane.
Maybe he brought the hurricane. Rabbi Yishmael on there. And of course, this is the Rabbi Shmuel that we were referring to earlier when we said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is going to learn the halacha of being magdish kachim and kachim kalim from Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. This is Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. Kosev echad emer takdish. It says call up a chorash yibaleid and so on and so forth. Takdish l'Hashem. This is machma. You're supposed to be magdish a b'chor. But on the other hand. Kosev Echad Omer Lo Yakdish. In our sugya in the Chukosa, it says Ach Bechor Asher Yivukar La Hashem and Lo Yakdish Yishosa. So make up your mind. Yev Shalom Omer Takdish Arikvar Nema Lo Yakdish. Yev Shalom Omer Lo Yakdish Arikvar Nema Takdish. What does it mean? Okay, Tad. Magdisho Ata Hekdesh Ilui. Vi Ata Magdisho Hekdesh Mizbeah. From here we see that even though an animal is Kedesh, it is possible to be magdish the value of that animal. What's its value? Oh, in nether, the value to you is its full value because that's what you need to replace. And if it's somebody else, the value is the tevas hanor in the bukhar. If it's let's say a carbon oil, what's the tevas hanor in the dava of the carbon oil? Offering it, as the Mishnah said before, offering it to someone saying, look, I know you weren't planning on bringing the carbon, but I'm going to bring the carbon for you at a discount. What would you be willing to pay? So basically, that's the Tevas HaNa that you have in it. So this ends up teaching us the same halacha of Hegdish Ilui as the Pesuk of Kol Chayim Kodesh Kodeshim U'l Hashem in the Rabbanim Shita in the Mishnah previously. And this will have to be the way we're giving them the ceremonies, because he understands that the Kol Chayim Kodesh Kodeshim U'l Hashem comes to somebody that didn't stamp charonim. So he can't use it to tell me this halacha of Hegdish Ilui. There exists a concept of Hegdish Ilui. The Rabbanan, of course, they know this already, because they learned this from the Pesuk of Kol Chayim Kodesh Kodeshim U'l Hashem. What do they do with the Hal Takdish, the Kain Takdish? So the Rabbanan, the Isser of lo taktiv, that they learn is miborele lelav. That they learn to tell me that there's an iser to try to change the kedusha of something. You take it early, you decide you want to change it and make it into a shlomi, or vice versa, or a bechor, you try to make it into a carbon island. The kedetanya, minayin lenolad bechor, and as far as the taktish, what do they use it? They say taktish means kipshutai. There is a mitzvah to give kedusha peh to a bechor. As it says in the Brisa, minayin lenolad bechor be'edro, shemitzvah la'akdisho, shenema hazachar taktish. You should say, arei zeh bechor. Says Rabbi Shmuel, what kind of crazy drush is that? I understand. Ilomad vishle lo kodesh. And if you wouldn't say arei zeh bechor, it wouldn't be kodesh. Kedushasim irechamu. So I understand what you're playing a game over here. Kima des ilomad vishle kodesh. So then let's talk about kedushay. Plus it couldn't be telling you to do something that's meaningless. Ella must become ketomia. Nu alocha. That there exists Hegdesh Ibui, Hadron Allah, Magdish Sadeo, the edition of the Gita, I don't remember.
Sorry.
Okay, we could add it. So the Gemara adds, so what does Rabbi Shmuel do then with the other pasuk? Of Kochem Kodesh Kodeshim Ola Hashem, and answers Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Seira. That comes to tell me the din of Stam Chavonim. Thank you. Do it again. Wait, it's just the four important words because. Aren't they?
Look, the Heilige Perek. Which one? We're finishing now?
Frank Don.
Frank the Heilige Perek.
Sorry that you have to once again see those people. Hamocher es sadeu b'sha'at hayovel. Someone who sells now a field during the period in which there is yovel, eino mutar legol pachot b'shtei shanim. Fascinating halachas here. Notice the Torah gives us dinim in Bahar of how it is that this person is supposed to treat the mechira of a seder b'sha'at hayovel. So there's, it's not stum that there's a din of the Sada bin Chayzer, the Yovel. The way in which a person treats the Sada all through the Yovel period is defined by Yovel. And there's mitzvahs that are Megea all 50 years, not only B'Shas HaYod. So can a person sell a Sada with Smitut? I don't sell it with Smitut. Someone is always aware of the fact that there's Yovel. When he sells, how many years does he sell for? When somebody is going to buy back a field, you can go buy back your field if you sell your steyachusa. But you're only allowed to be goel after the buyer has 2 years of use of it. And is that some use? It's 2 years of use that have potential repairs in it. Eino mutar legol pachot b'shtei shanim. You need at least to give him 2 years in the shenema. B'mispar shenei tibuot yimachela. So you have Loshen Rabin, there has to be Shnei Tvuot. In which case, if it was a Shnat Shidapon, the Yerakon, and it wasn't possible to grow in it, or one of the years was a Shnat Shviyis, we're not allowed to use it to grow, that year doesn't count, and you can't be Goelit until he gets another year of use of it.
And is there a chance you have two growth in 1 year?
We'll see in a moment. That's the next one. Mira or Hovira or Lelo Minamiyin. On the other hand, if the buyer he leaves the field fallow or he leaves the field plowed but doesn't plant, it's also fallow. So then Olalo Minamiyin, that's his business because it certainly had the potential. Now suppose Mokhulo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Vim Le'a Peros. Suppose when he bought it, it already had Peros. So now, can he say, okay, look, you know, I lent you the field, so to speak, with the tank full. Return it with the tank full. In other words, you'll get Shnei Tvuah, but they won't both be your Shnei. No, we'll exchange the Shnas Tvuah. No. In such a case, you get 2 years of use, even though it's 3 tfuahs.
And it can be anything. I mean, the fruit as well. It's not just a week.
Says the Gemara, Amecher Sadeu Bishata Yovel Eino Goel. Now, notice, it doesn't say Eino Goel. It doesn't say you can't be Goel. It says Eino Mutarli Goel. What does that mean? That you hold it as Pashut and Isser. It's unbelievable. You're not allowed. What does it mean you're not allowed? I mean, suppose the other guy agrees, but you're not allowed. It's an unbelievable thing. So in other words, Alma Kasavar Isser Nami Ita. You can't even wave your wallet. Listen, can we make a deal? Maybe. You're not allowed to make a deal with him. I mean, what? It's Mormon. It's cool. I mean, why can't you make a deal? So it's the dinim of Yerigo. Define a way that you have to look at this, at your ownership and the rights and so on, and is monitor your behavior all through the Yerigo.
Well, it encourages. Come this way, no? I mean, who's
going to
buy
a field? That's a very interesting. This factor of Shamsin and Paul Hirsch says something like what David is saying. He says that the Torah wants to discourage speculation. So, in other words, if you're going to sell land, you have to know you can't just get it back for everyone. There's no quick turnovers. And there has to be serious mischa.
But also, the guy's not going to buy a field yet if I'm not even going to do it too much.
Well,
to buy
that.
That
would only be good until the next line. But the next line has an amazing finish. But you may want to take money out, put it into something else quickly, get a turnover, and then buy it back. He says this is the reason for you're not allowed to be paid to look at soyin, you're not allowed to sell something good, bad, and buy something good, and so on and so forth.
We don't want that.
But the Kiddush, a tremendous Kiddush over here, is the lonely boy Mocher, the Karibasa. You're not the seller. But he's over an essay to take out his wallet. Because it says in this Parshmeitz Vasimokula, but even a Lokeach is over an essay. Because when he buys, he has to buy for Shamim Tiknet, not for speculation. For Shamim Tiknet. And that you don't have if he sells it back. Isma. Amokas, there's a question, by the way, whether you can get around this because of Matana. Through Matana. You're pretending that you're doing an exchange, right, instead of Mathira. Or whether it's Nogea, the dinim of Tznai. Those if you hold. So this is a very interesting Machlokas we're showing you. If you hold Matna, Mashpasa, Katera, Ain't an Obata, right? The Dinim Omnis. Can you make a Tznai with somebody to subvert these halachos, circumvent these halachos? So the Ramban says, Vachar, if you hold that Masa Mashkas Bater, so then you can circumvent these halachos. You can make a Tznai. I'm selling to you, it was Yovel Nafid taking it back, and so on, right? Others learn that the pshat is, it isn't yours. Ki li kol haaretz. It's not the pshat that I'm telling you how to be noyeh. I'm telling you what your rights are in ownership. So what's a chance to make a tznai? It's not neither of yours to make a tznai with. Izma. Hamocher sadeu bishnat hayovel atzma. How about, we discussed earlier what the dinners of magdish and so on, shnas hayovel. How about if you sell Bishnas Hayyad? So Rav Omer Mechura V'yotza. Rav says, look, it's a kosher sale, and it immediately is Yotza B'yovel, and the guy who was dumb enough to buy just lost his money.
Same year.
The sale is bottled. You can't, it's not mocher. My time in the Shmuel is a kavah koimer. If something that was already properly sold It's Yaitza Biova. So she'ena mechura ena din shaloti mafer. If it was never sold in the first place, so how can I possibly sell it? I understand. Rav doesn't hold that. That's a famous, basically the famous Gal Vachomer from the din of Mechira Shabbat, right? Rav lo amina Gal Vachomer ki hayama. But Tanya, famous Gal Vachomer, yocho yimkor emes biso kishi nara. You might think that a person can sell his daughter when she's a nara. I'm a Gal Vachomer. If she was already sold as a ktana, she would be yaitz to the simani. So how can he sell her now? So she ain't a mechura in a din shaloti mager. So it's exactly the same Gal Vachomer. Why doesn't that work over here? How could he argue on Shmuel? It's very clear. Answers Rav, what's the comparison? Hasam lo hadra mizdavna. Over there it's a loss of rights. He'll never be able to sell her again, right? Is the pshat. But over here, I mean, it's clearly you're able to sell it again after Yovel. It's not the pshat that there's a relinquishment of any kind. It's a specific thing. There's Yosef Yovel. Mace.
Does the land have a different status on
your
Yovel than
in
on the first year of
Shemitah?
Does the land have a different...
In what, in terms of the halacha? You mean the Lagabi Avedis Akarka? What are you asking? In terms of what?
No, I'm saying in ownership. I mean, the fact that all the land went back to the Shvatim, it means that that year, there's no...
That's good for the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel.
This is an extraterritorial...
That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says it's not Shayat Mechira. As you're saying, it's like it's not anybody's for sure. It's not to sell at all. It's the owners, and that's it. Torah forces it on. Nice. Akra Yovel Shonim. Yeah, the Gabi Avin is a carcass. Does it count? Correct. Now, it says Akra Yovel Shonim Tikne. Similamit Shemochrim Samokliova. Okay, that means Shonim Tikne. Okay, I'm allowed now to sell near the Yovel. How about Mufluk mina Yovel? How about if there's a lot of years left? Oh, so no problem. Talmud Lomar, Lefi Rov HaShanim, Lefi Maot HaShanim. And how about, says the bride, to Bishnat HaYovel Atzma? Bishnat HaYovel Atzma Lehim Kor. V'imacha Eina Mechura, the fairish like small. What's Rav going to do with the bride? Omer Lefa Rav, it only means, it's of course the same way we read the Mishnah earlier about Egdash. Eina Mechura in terms of the din of Lamispa Shnei Tzvuas. He has no right to keep it. But it's Mechura in terms of the exchange of money. It's Mechura, but there's a field of jealousy right away. Wait a second. If you agree that technically speaking there was a sale, is Dugdi Mizdata, so then why don't we say that you have to make up the time for him to after the Yovel, and then after the Yovel he should eat Shnei Tzvuos and then give it back? Because, I mean, we know there's such a halacha. Milo Tanya doesn't say somebody sold the field. He only had 1 year to eat it before the Yovel. So what's the halacha? Meshlim in Loshanachar Zachar Yovel. You give him the second year after Yovel. So over here, why don't you give him both years after Yovel? No. Hasan Nochis Lachila. Over there, the original sale was a sale for eating because he sold it before the Yovel and it was in his Rishus to sell. Therefore, the Torah says, okay, Shnei Tevuas. If you sold Shnei Tevuas. Mashenken over here, you didn't sell to eat at all. Why should we make, we don't have anything to make up. It's yet to be able. Om Ravana. Ravana says, you know, I was makabo from Shmuel two halachas that are similar, and now I got really confused. The two halachas are like this. One was this case where you have a din where you sell the field b'yayvo, and the din is that it's not mochel. The other was amecher avdei loyvet yachadim. Somebody who sells his servant to a goy or he sells them to someone who's in Chutz Laretz, he's Yerzel Achayrus. Now, what I was macabre from Shmuel was, in one of these cases, the money is returned. And in one of these cases, the money is not returned. So, b'chodah hadrezvine, b'chodah lo hadrezvine, and I forgot which one is which. Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef, as he always says in these situations, is nirve'ana. Let's figure it out. Militanya b'braitha. It says in a braitha, mercher abdel achutz lorenz, yotzev acheretz v'tzorev get shichrur mirabo sheni. It says the second other, the buyer, has to write out to get shichrur. Now, what do you mean the second other? If the sale is bottled, there's no other. So, shmamina mirikariwe l'sheni rabo. Since we're giving him a din that he's the owner, so that means there was in fact a sale. Alma lo hadrezvine. So this means if he bought it, that's what he bought. Now, of course, we force him to be meshachrer. But essentially, we're giving him, we're fining him. That's really what it turns out. We are fining him for attempting to bring an eved that's a chutz laretz. So in that case, lo hadrezvine. So when Shmuel says over here, therefore, since it's the only other case, the chikama Shmuel alcha ena mechura. So ena mechura is the chat, and it's ena mechura at all. The money is returned. It's like a bit of mecca.
The seller has to give back the money to the
buyer. But in our case, general, there's a mistake. There's no sale. No sale.
Give back the money.
So why didn't, couldn't Rav Hanan figure that out? He had to say, I don't remember which is which, because he never heard his brisa. Brisa, let's be honest. He was never makabel that brisa, and the Neila, he didn't know what the halacha is. From the fact that Shmuel himself said, Eina Makura. Isn't that a raya? Eina Makura. That was his lashon. Eina Makura. So Eina Makura means you give the money back. No, says Rav Hanan, me the Shmuel, I don't know. Because how do I know what the meaning of Eina Mechura is? Mimai the Eina Mechura means that the motives are given back. Maybe Eina Mechura means that we assume the ma'ot are a gift. Because we have such halacha from Shmuel himself. Because after all, Midin Hava Mad Shachos. So somebody goes now, gives $100 to his sister, says, I read Mekudeshes. So we understand, he doesn't really mean to make a kiddushin on his sister, he intends to give her a gift. Yit mahamagdish and the kaddish achoso, rav amar mos chazrim, shmuel amar mos matana. So I wasn't sure whether maybe that's the chat over here, that when he says ena mechura, maybe he means the mos matana, it's not chazrim. Therefore, I needed to find out from Rabbi Yosef what the real halach is. I'm like a buyer of Rabbi Yosef. I'm buying an ass Rabbi Yosef. It turns out over here that Lamaisa, the buyer, loses his money in the case of Eved Ivri, right? According to Shmuel, the case of the Sada doesn't lose his money. The case of the Eved Ivri loses his money. Why is he the one who did the Yisr? Why is it the seller the one who does the Yisr? Why don't we force the seller to lose his money? And let him give him back the money and lose his Eved. The guy who sold it to frees the Eved and he has to return the money. That seems perfectly suitable. So my chazit is a continental lokeh, nitnese lemocher, or marlei. So he said, look, lav achbora granav, it's not the mouse that steals. Because the mouse can't keep anything. If you catch him, he'll run and he has to drop him. It's the fact that he's got a place to go. So it's the fact that there's a mouse out. So it's the chura that's gone out. And if there wouldn't be a little mouse, where would the mouse hole get it from? I mean, so over here, it's equally reasonable that the seller, who's the mouse, if he wouldn't have brought it to the mouse hole, in this case the buyer, that's not done yet. Yeah, but the stabbing after the Easter, the Surikatsin, Lamaisa. Where did we find now the Easter? And this is like that. What are you doing with this heaven in Chutz Laretz? This heaven was in Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, free him. So he's the one that suffers. Where we find the status of the Yisr, that's where we give the Knaan.
The buyer?
The buyer?
You shouldn't have
bought him. Of course not. You know you're not allowed to buy an eved from chutzlar from Eretz Yisrael to take the chutzlar. Ignorance of the law. Yeah. Better find out. Shalom aleichem, Rav Eitan.